Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. I can't hardly believe it. It's December, Christmas coming, and then the new year. Now, I'm grateful for a good crop this year, and the prices are the best that we've seen since 2012. And that was a drought year. Over the years, farmers have learned to not go crazy with optimism because we don't know what lies ahead. We're already living with extreme increases in our cost of doing business. Fertilizer, chemicals, fuel, machinery, labor, production expenses are all up. I want to put an issue upon the table that I haven't talked much about, but it is in the paper and on the news every day. Mostly in the big cities, organized retail theft is in the headlines. An organized group of 20 or 30 individuals smashed windows, stole all kinds of merchandise from Best Buy in Minneapolis. A San Francisco store was looted of more than $1 million worth of property, and Chicago stores were also sacked. What is going on? Are the city police being held back from doing their job? Or perhaps we just don't have enough police because they've been defunded. California has in place a law that if the thieves only steal $900 worth of merchandise, they probably can get away with it. Well, that's not happening in rural America, and I pray it doesn't. Our federal government has some very serious challenges today. Last October 1, Congress passed a continuing resolution providing the money to fund our government until this Friday. After this Friday, our government will shut down unless the Congress acts. And they could pass another continuing resolution extending funding into the spring. And if our Congress cannot agree to raise the limit before we run out of money, we won't be able to pay the bills. Our government has gone through this before, and we did survive. But with the bitter political conflicts today, who knows? Guess we'll just wait and see. With so much uncertainty, we still want to be happy. And I will close with some advice from Arthur Brooks of Harvard, and I quote, "A lot of our happiness is out of our control, but some of it we can control. It requires that we invest in four things, and they are faith, family, friends, and work, in which we earn our success and serve others." End of quote. In these difficult times, that's pretty good advice. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.